It was like a washboard. It was bumpy. But your wheels and horse didn't sink down in the mud. We have a lot of lowland here, a lot of marshy land.
And you could halt, you could...
We just put those saplings back and forth across the road.
You could haul it across?
Yeah, all across. Horse might have a little trouble. Horses soon found out how to walk over and be careful. They put down the washboard roads and then the saplings running across and then put strips of lumber lengthwise on it. And you had almost a bridge. And your wife, too. That bad. People, I think, all over the world just have it travel and needs to the terrain, the type of terrain they have. Us people live in the mountains, country. But we've got people here who drive automobiles all around. If you suddenly lift us up and take us up into Tennessee, North Georgia, those mountains, we'd wreck the car in 2 miles. They just don't know how to drive around in the rocky country. Never one instant I was in there.
They never
driven in hilly country. In drove from Pittsburgh, there were four of us. Going down to Parkersburg, West Virginia.
Uh-huh.
I was in the big car, and I was on the back seat with another man. The driver, a host. On the end of West Virginia, the roads were round around the mountains. You couldn't go up them, you know, you had to wind around to go up them. There were curves, and I was scared to death. You could either going to roll off, fall off. And that guy paid no attention to me, just kept going. And before that, I began to get sick, get nauseous. It was just like playing pop and whip, you know. I was never so tired of a damn thing in my life.
What was pop the whip?
That's why you take a string of fellas and hold hands and run out and pop the whip, you know, and the fella on the tail end he gets flung around. I don't want to go in the mountainous country with one of those native drivers.
Yeah.
They just fight to the death. Worst trip I ever had, my wife and I were down in Jamaica. From Kingston, we drove to the other end of the island to see something special there. A flowering forest. And we had a black driver with an English car, and he was on the right side, you know, driving on the right. And he drove on the left side of the road. And I looked, winding thing around those mountains. I wouldn't take that trip again. If I'd go down there, I sure wouldn't hire a native cab driver. You know what those settlers will do? You go down there. San Domingo, we've been down there a couple of times, Jamaica, Puerto Rico. Then San Domingo, we meet a fella, a cab driver, he was, we speak English. We speak English. Okay, we want to go somewhere. And you get in the car, going with him, and you see something beautiful, attractive, you say, what is that? He said, me speak English. And you go on anywhere, everything he does, me speak English. They're the biggest tourist drivers. Let's see, where were we? We were going to see something. So we just looked. If we saw something interesting, you know, you used to ask questions.